तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ अस्ट्रेलिया बुझ्नुहोस्, एसबिएस अडियोको नेपाली पोडकास्ट श्रृङ्खला जसले तपाईँको अस्ट्रेलिया बसाइलाई सजिलो बनाउन मद्दत गर्छ।
आफ्ना सांस्कृतिक कथा, आध्यात्मिक विश्वास र पृथ्वीका आवश्यक ज्ञानहरू एक पुस्ताबाट अर्को पुस्तासम्म लैजान एबोरिजिनल तथा टोरेस स्ट्रेट आइल्यान्डर मानिसहरू कलालाई एक माध्यमको रूपमा प्रयोग गर्छन्। उनीहरू आफ्नो मौखिक परम्परालाई अँगाल्दै यसो गर्छन् र अस्ट्रेलिया बुझ्नुहोस्को यो नयाँ अङ्कले अस्ट्रेलियाका आदिवासी मानिसहरूको अद्वितीय संस्कृति र सृजनात्मक परम्पराहरू गहिरिएर बुझ्न तपाईँलाई सहयोग गर्नेछ। आउनुहोस् सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीबाट सुनौ कसरी आँखी झ्यालको पनि काम गर्ने कलाकृतिहरूबाट अस्ट्रेलियाका एबोरिजिनल तथा टोरेस स्ट्रेट द्वीप समूहका मानिसहरूको रहन सहन र चालचलन बारे हामीले राम्ररी जान्न र बुझ्न सक्छौँ।
नमस्ते सुनिताजी, धन्यवाद। तपाईँले भन्नुभएको जस्तै अस्ट्रेलिया बुझ्नुहोस्को यो भागमा हामी एबोरिजिनल मानिसहरू र टोरेस स्ट्रेट द्वीप समूहका बासिन्दाहरूले कला विभिन्न रूपमा प्रयोगमा ल्याएर आफ्नो मौखिक परम्पराहरू कसरी अँगालेका छन् भनेर बुझ्न एक प्रयास गर्नेछौँ। आदिवासी तथा लोककलाले थरी थरीका शैली एवं प्रविधिहरूलाई समेट्छ। यस्ता शैली र प्रविधिहरू अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रथम बासिन्दाका आफ्नै राष्ट्र, संस्कृति र समुदायसँग गहिरो सम्बन्ध गाँस्ने खालका हुन्छन्। मारिया वाट्सन ट्रजेट एक कुरी महिला हुनुका साथै विराधुरी महिला पनि हुन्। उनी एक स्वयं प्रशिक्षित कलाकारका साथै आदिवासी मामिला सम्बन्धी एक परामर्शदाता पनि हुन्, जो आफ्नो अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रथम बासिन्दाहरूको संस्कृतिबारे जानकारी अरू मानिसलाई दिन पाउँदा उत्साहित हुन्छन्। वाट्सन ट्रजेट भन्छन् कि आदिवासी कला के हो भन्ने बारे मानिसहरूमा अक्सर गलत धारणाहरू हुन्छन्।
Some people have a preconceived idea that art painting is traditional and the only true form of Aboriginal art, but this is not the case and it's flawed thinking. Our traditional art was really not necessarily art, but more about making marks for identification on your tools, etc., or engravings in trees for marking ceremony and burial.
हाल एबोरिजिनल कला भनेको मानसपटलमा आउने बिन्दुहरूको प्रयोगबाट बनाइने चित्रकला वास्तवमा भन्ने हो भने पपुन्याबाट सुरु भएको वेस्टर्न डेजर्ट आर्ट मुभमेन्ट वा अस्ट्रेलियाको पश्चिमी मरुभूमि कला आन्दोलनका साथ सन् 1970 दशकदेखि मात्र देखा परेको हो। पपुन्याको सानो आदिवासी समुदाय एलिस स्प्रिङ्सको उत्तर पश्चिममा अवस्थित छ, जहाँ एबोरिजिनल कलाकारहरूले पहिलोपटक तेल रङहरू प्रयोग गर्दै थोप्लोहरूबाट बनेका परम्परागत कथाहरू चित्रण गर्न थाले।
There's many styles of Aboriginal art that artists use to convey their stories and their cultures. And you know, really, Aboriginal art is anything an Aboriginal person paints that connects them to their country and their culture and creates for them a sense of connection and belonging.
युनिभर्सिटीमा फुल टाइम पढ्दा तनावबाट मुक्तिका लागि सन् 2009 चित्रकारिता सुरु गरेको बताउँछिन् वाट्सन ट्रजेट, र कला मनलाई शान्ति दिने माध्यम मात्र नभएको उनको अनुभव छ।
Art to me is very important because as an Aboriginal person, it's about me sharing my stories with other people, keeping my culture alive. And it also supports me connect to my Aboriginal culture and to my country and to my old people and to the knowledge that I learned while I lived and grew up on country with family. So it's very important to me to keep that alive and share my culture with others.
वाट्सन ट्रजेटका चित्रहरू अमूर्त कला र सांस्कृतिक आकृतिहरूको समकालीन मिश्रण हो। मारिया वाट्सन ट्रजेट भन्छन् कि आफ्नो पुर्खाद्वारा कोरिएका भित्ते चित्रहरूको अनुसरण गर्दै लामा धर्साहरू र एबोरिजिनल चिन्हहरू आफूले कोर्ने चित्रकलामा उनी प्रयोग गर्छिन्।
Gamila
Rai Bigabal अनि योर्ता कलाकार अकेरिया रोज आर्मस्ट्रङ कला सधैँ आफ्नो जीवनको हिस्सा भएको बताउँछिन्। आर्मस्ट्रङ भन्छन् कि उनको कला आफ्ना कलाकार हजुरबा र हजुरआमाबाट धेरै प्रभावित छ। उनकी हजुरआमा गामिला राय महिला हुनुका साथै उक्त क्षेत्रकी अन्तिम बालुवा चित्रकारहरूमध्येकी एक थिइन्।
She would tell her stories while sitting on the ground, on country, on sand country, and she would tell us stories in the sand. So she would depict her journey and her story through artwork. So a lot of the symbolism and imagery that she would tell us was shared that way. So I then take that imagery and put it onto canvas to share that way.
अनि आफ्नो हजुरबुवा जो एक योटा अग्रज थिए, उनले आफूलाई परम्परागत चित्रकलाका प्रविधिहरूबारे शिक्षा दिएको Akeria Rose Armstrong bataunchin.
My grandfather paint with ochre and does that through dot work. So he taught me how to paint with dots. So I use a combination of his technique of painting with dots and my grandmother's symbolism in terms of circles and lines and looking at country from that bird's eye perspective, I suppose, to share story that way.
आर्मस्ट्रङ आफूद्वारा कोरिएका कलालाई आफ्ना दुई राष्ट्रहरूको जुगलबन्दी भनेर वर्णन गर्न रुचाउँछिन्। उनी भन्छिन् कि कलाकृतिमा काम गर्दा आफूलाई कन्ट्री वा राष्ट्रको अर्थ के हो भनेर धेरै भावनाहरू जगाउँदै मनन गर्न समय मिल्छ।
So many emotions. You know, you have that sense of pride and joy. And when we don't live on country, it's a connection point to reflect on what that country means to us. I think from that emotional perspective is it's a process. Is that, as you're completing each artwork, emotions come up as you're retelling that story, thinking about the relationships that are connected to that story.
र अहिले आफू यी कुराहरू आफ्नो छोरीसँग साटासाट गर्ने उनको भनाइ छ।
To continue culture, you need to share culture and you need to practice culture. To share with our next generation is to make sure that they're always at the table having those conversations. Regularly she sits down and paints while I paint or draws while I paint, sits down and listens to the stories whenever I complete each artwork.
Davinder Hart, Western Australia ma parne Noongar rashtrako dakshin paschim kshetrasanga parivarik nata bhayeka kalakar hun. Afno balyakal Adelaide ma bitayeka Hart le New South Wales ko Nimba rashtrama auda afno sanskriti sanga puna ghulmil hune mauka payeka thie. Afno shuruwati dinharuma nikai chunautiharuko samna garnu pareko unko anubhav chha. 16 वर्षको उमेरमा स्कुल छोडेका दविन्दर हट त्यसपछि काम खोज्दा निकै कठिनाइहरू महसुस गर्नु परेको बताउँछन्। फलस्वरूप उनी गलत सङ्गतमा पर्दै एक दुर्व्यसनी पनि भए। यद्यपि आफ्ना मामा काका र दाजुभाइहरूको मार्गदर्शन र समर्थन पाएपछि पनि आफूले जीवनको दिशा बदलेको उनको भनाइ छ।
I had a bit of an unhealthy way of dealing with a lot of issues that come through life, and it was really great that I was able to be fortunate enough to meet my uncles and brothers now, who teach me these stories about country. And in those stories, it teaches you how to conduct yourself and all those type of things in a positive light. And so I just put those into my everyday life, and it does make things a lot easier for myself.
जीवनमा भएका घटनाहरूबाट पाएको ज्ञान हार्ट आफ्ना कलाकृतिमा प्रतिबिम्बित गर्छन्।
So most of the stories talk about Mother Earth and also the ancestors that walked before us and also our creator Baimi who lives in the stars. These teachings that I have learned come from New South Wales, so far west of New South Wales. And so I did spend and have been spending a lot of time out there with the community out there and been learning a lot of knowledge from that area. And that is coming through in a lot of artwork that I do today.
उनी भन्छन् कि कला भनेको कथाहरू आउँदो पुस्तालाई हस्तान्तरण गर्ने माध्यम मात्र नभएर उनको लागि चित्त शान्त पार्ने माध्यम पनि हो।
Definitely a relaxed state as I am painting. I do a fair amount of reflecting as I am painting. I'm thinking about the design and how it's going to, come together, only a little bit, but I think for most of the time, the spirit just really takes over that painting and the painting kind of just does it by itself, but it's very therapeutic and it's really great.
गैर आदिवासी मानिसहरूका लागि अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रथम बासिन्दाहरूको कलाले उनीहरूको अद्वितीय संस्कृति र रचनात्मक रीतिरिवाजहरूबारे गहिरोसँग घुलमिल हुने मौका दिन सक्छ। आर्मस्ट्रङ भन्छन् कि कलाकृतिमा देखाइएका कथाहरूबारे सोध्नु एउटा राम्रो सुरुवाती बिन्दु हो।
Who is that First Nations person?
what are those countries and what do they look like? Once you start asking those questions, you start to see and feel that person. These stories have been passed down generationally and they will continue to be, just because that's the way that we share our culture. How can we make space to hear those stories?
उनलाई आफ्नै प्रदर्शनीहरूमा उपस्थित हुन र कलाकृतिको बारेमा मानिसहरूलाई विस्तारपूर्वक बताउन पाउँदा निकै रमाइलो लाग्ने बताउँछिन्। हट अगाडि भन्छन् कि कामको बारेमा प्रश्न सोध्दा सम्बन्धहरू अझ प्रगाढ हुन्छन्।
Just be really open. Don't be afraid to ask questions. When non-Indigenous people come to me and ask about my work, a lot of the time they'll say, I don't mean to offend you, and you're not offending me. You know, I'm really glad that you're asking me these questions, because then I can, you know, give you the best possible answer from my knowledge and learning together as well. If it is something that I don't know, then we can both figure that out together. And within that conversation there, we're building a connection just through that.
तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो एसपिएस अडियोको नेपाली पोडकास्ट श्रृङ्खला अस्ट्रेलिया बुझ्नुहोस्। अस्ट्रेलियामा तपाईँको बसोबासलाई सजिलो बनाउन मद्दत गर्ने अन्य थप सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/australiaexplained जानुहोस्।
अनलाइन र सोसियलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepali मा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।